It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and we are back for our weekly visit. We're going to talk about hunting and fishing and who knows what all in this 15-minute show that we do each week. I want to remind everybody the Cabela's King Cat Tournament is coming up at Lake Tewakanee on the 28th of February. Now, you can go online to King Cat USA, www.kingcatusa.com, and you can actually download an application and register right there for the tournament, and the phone numbers are there if you want to call the folks. But it's going to be an awesome tournament. I'm going to predict there's some blues over 60 pounds weighed in that's probably going to win it. But it'd be a lot of fun there at West Tewakanee. You can come out and, you know, at the weigh-in, see some big old catfish for sure. In today's show, there's one thing in particular that I want to make sure that we cover, and that's the white bass run down on the Sabine River. Now, guide Seth Vanover, most of you that listen have heard Seth for several years with us here, and he does a good job keeping us tuned in on fishing for catfish and crappie and bass at Lake Fork. But right now, Seth is knee-deep in the white bass down on the Sabine River, and the run is probably at its peak. Seth, are you with us today, buddy?
I'm here, bud.
Well, I appreciate you standing by and letting me open our show up today. But you and I have a trip planned with you later this week. And I'm going to do a newspaper article next week, folks. And the closest newspaper to all of you listening is the Greenville Herald-Banner. But I'm going to get some fresh pictures on this Sabine River trip with Seth, and I'm going to give some tips from Seth and the way we fished that might help you if you want to try to plan a trip. But Seth, you know, you have been on those the male white bass for 3 or 4 weeks catching a bunch of those, but I guess the news right now is the fact that the big females have moved in, right?
The first wave of them, they've arrived. We're not catching them in the, you know, teens and 20s. We're catching them in the hundreds right now. They're in there thick.
You know, I saw the pictures that you posted. Lake Fork Cat and Crappie.com is the website, folks. You can go there and look at some of these fish and see what's going on. But that has got to be up in Northeast Texas, or East Texas, you might say, one of the premier fishing trips for this time of year. You know, the white bass run is timed perfectly because a lot of people are getting out of the hunting mode, you know, unless you hunt hogs like I do. You know, a lot of hunting is winding down right now, and that's something to get everybody outdoors and get them fired up again, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's a perfect transition. You can't say, well, there's nothing to do. No.
Exactly.
Plenty to do on the river.
There is. And you know, folks, we've got a trip planned, and we're going to have a cookout, a fish fry, if you can believe that. Last year we went and had a great time. I've got an older buddy, he's 81, I believe, Dub Wallace. He was with us last year, and he's looked forward to this all year. But we're going to take Dub, and we've got Phil Zimmerman, who, Seth, you fished with, took Phil fishing before. He's going to be with us. But all looking forward to, you've got a remote sandbar back there on the river that you know where it is. I don't know which one you're going to pick, but we're going to get in there, and I'm going to bring everything we need for a fish fry on the river. And after we catch our fish, I think you're going to pull that boat up on there, and I'm going to go to work, right?
You can go to work, and we can fish from the sandbar.
You know what? I never thought about that. I bet you. You can catch fish right there. Am I right?
You would be correct.
Now, that sounds like a winner. Truthfully, we could probably just pull up on it. Would this happen? Could you pull up on the sand? You could probably catch a limit if you stayed a long time just from the one spot, right?
You know, a long time is about 20 minutes.
Well, could you do that? How about, that's just a thought that might help other people. I know we fished from the boat with you, you know, last year we did. Could you, is there an area that you could pull up and just kind of get on the bank and catch them?
Oh, yeah, plenty of them.
Plenty of places like that.
Yeah, I say plenty. There's some I know that we can pull up, and we'll let you get to cooking, and me and Phil and double covering it.
I like that. I like that, and it's a good idea. Well, I do want to remind all of our listeners about the White Bass Run that's going on, and then also remind you next week in the outdoor section there in the Greenville Herald banner for one of them. My column runs in a bunch of them, but that's a good close place, and I'm going to try to do a good job of letting you all know what our fishing trip's like. Seth, your website is Lake Fork Cat and Crappie. Let's connect everyone with you. Somebody might want to jump in a boat with you next week and plan a trip. The peak of the White Bass Run is, well, it started, and what? How long will it last, do you think?
It'll go to about mid-March, depending on weather. It may go through the whole month of March. But usually about mid-March is when it starts tapering off and it's done.
Prime time. Well, how about leaving a number for folks if they want to call you?
You bet. It's 903-736-4557.
Well, folks, what do you say? We shift gears a little bit and talk some hunting. We've got the white bass situation under control down there now, I think, in the Sabine, or Mr. Seth Vanover does anyway. Larry Large, who's been our guest many times. I bet many of you fish with Larry down at Lake Fork. Larry's going to visit with us about hunting out of state. Larry, thank you, man, for spending some more time with us.
I always enjoy being here, Lake.
And we enjoy having you, buddy. There's two things that I want you to talk about a little bit, and there's two hunts that you offer that are out of the state of Texas. I've been on the Colorado hunt. I'm up there with you every year. Archery elk. Your first week of archery elk hunting in north of Steamboat Springs, it's a five-day hunt, guided hunt for elk, and the hunters stay in a cabin, and you take the hunters up the mountain and down in electric buggies. It's real quiet. Success rate is high. I've hunted with you for, 4 years up there, Larry. That first week is wide open this year. You're telling me the second week you have booked, but that's a golden opportunity for somebody to get up to Colorado, maybe a first-time elk hunter or maybe a veteran hunter, and experience the high country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an awfully good hunt. The elk are bugling. They're fighting over territory. You'll see tons of elk. Elk hunting's elk hunting, but most folks have ample opportunity inside of 30 yards to kill a bull elk. And the good thing about it is they're over-the-counter tags. You can kill a bull or a cow. The weather's great. It's just about as much fun as you can have in the mountains.
No doubt about it. Well, a person that wants to go on a bow hunt for elk the first time ever, that's who that I think that you can educate now. The tags, once you get up there, you can buy your elk tag over the counter beforehand, or you can buy it when you get up there. Bear, there's a lot of bear on that place. I've been there for the last 4 years, I guess, and never, ever did not have the opportunity to harvest a bear. So a person really just needs to decide they want to go, and as far as drawings and all that, from the wildlife department, you don't have to worry about that, do you?
No, there's nothing. The bear tags go on sale around the first week of July over the telephone. It's first come, first serve. And like you said, the elk tags, when you show up there, we meet everybody at Walmart on a Friday, and we just run down to the fishing game, and you pick up your license right there over the counter. So tags are not the problem. The problem is getting folks just to say, hey, this is an opportunity to go on a great guided elk hunt for very little money, and we're totally contained. We've got the cabin, we got the animals, we got a full-time cook, we got guides, we got everything a person needs to go on an elk hunt.
I tell you, Larry, I'm usually up there, with working on my articles and getting fodder for my writing up there, but I would go up there and midday fishing is awesome in the Elk River there close by. I'd go up there for the camp cooking and the fishing, if nothing else. But that's just a bonus to the elk hunting. We want to make sure that folks can connect with you. Folks, Larry's website is huntingeasttexas.com, huntingeasttexas.com. And you can go there and you can see all the pictures of Colorado, click on Colorado, And they can learn a lot, Larry, through the website. Now, something else, while we're talking out-of-state hunting, up in Kansas, that place you've got up on the northern border, up on near Nebraska, the farm really up there that's kind of manicured for deer hunting, some big old bucks are taken there. You've got some out-of-state hunts up that way too, don't you?
Yes, sir. We've got a really good piece of property up there, and you know, every deer hunter wants to go to Kansas. There is so much publicity about Kansas and giant deer and everything. We're fortunate to have a piece of property. We can take up to six hunters at a time. They're four-day hunts. We've worked out a deal with a motel up there. You get your motel rooms for practically nothing. And you provide your own meals. Therefore, it makes it a very, very inexpensive hunt. Now, you do have to draw in Kansas for archery, but the draw rate is about 90% of everybody that applies draws. So drawing really is not a problem. The only thing is, folks, you got to get on the stick if you want to go to Kansas, because the draw starts April the 1st. And that only gives us 2 months, you know, to make up your mind to come to Kansas and hunt with us.
Well, that's true, Larry. And I'm going to be with you on that one, too. I'm looking forward to the elk and bear in early September. And then I think you told me the 10th of October is when the first of the deer hunts in Kansas are going to take place. So going out of state, I mean, we have a lot here in Texas when it comes to hunting and fishing. I mean, people come to Texas to do it, but there's something special definitely about the Rocky Mountains up there, and then those big old Midwestern deer up in Kansas. That's like you say, that's a lure for people from all over. So people can learn, really, Larry, through your website, a lot about hunting from out of state and see the pictures and all that, can't they?
Yeah, you know, there's a misconception. Everybody thinks that, well, we got our resident license, we're going to hunt here in Texas. It just costs too much to go somewhere else. And if you really start looking at it, going to Kansas, it's 8 hours out of Dallas.
Yep, yep.
You know, and Colorado is not that much farther. And I'll tell you, people are missing the boat when they've always wanted to elk hunt or shoot a big Kansas whitetail buck, because it's really inexpensive.
Well, Larry, let's do this, buddy. Let's leave a phone number, and you might mention the website again. This will help some people that haven't never hunted out of state. I mean, it is mind-boggling at first when you think, well, how in the world do I get a license here? It's really pretty dang simple. But put people in contact with you on the website, and then maybe a phone number where they could call and learn more about it.
Okay, my website is huntingeasttexas.com. You can click on any hunt that we offer in there and find out everything you need to know. My phone number is 970-819-3464.
Well, Larry, thanks for shedding some information on out-of-state. You're all in storehouse of knowledge on anything to do with hunting. And down at Lake Fork there at Mustang Resort, where you headquarter, those old big bass are going to be moving shallow before much longer, aren't they?
Boy, they sure are, Luke. We've got 70-degree weather for the next week. And, you know, we always get this in February, and those big sows are going to start rooting around looking for bedding areas.
Well, we'll get you back soon, Larry. Thanks for being with us again.
I enjoy it, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and I really appreciate you tuning in each week. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Rhino Steel Buildings, Margaret Holmes, and Glory Brand Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, R&L Air Gun Supply, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, and Sun Optics USA. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.